is Claudette Holgate Johnson, a 30-year retired educator here in Toronto. Dr. Tappo, the floor is yours.
Thank you so much, Janice and Claudette. Just to let your listeners know that we appreciate them and their support, and we would like more essays from young Black girls anywhere in the world, age 16 to 22. Send us your story. Tell us what your daily life is like. Tell us about your victories, your celebrations, and your struggles, your dreams, where you want to go, where you want to be, and where you are right now. We would also appreciate one of the things that we want to do is to make sure all our writers are compensated for their essays. And so we need sponsors who will help us pay these writers, pay these girls for their essays, and help us even with sponsorship for our other programs, especially for our internship program. So please visit us on futureblackfemale.com, www.futureblackfemale.com. All the information is there, and if you need to contact us, you can contact us through the website. We would love to hear from you, love to hear your feedback, if you're listening, if you have any great ideas, if you want to partner with us, if you want to sponsor us, if you want to pre-order the book as well. Just join us. You can sign up for regular updates on the website. We'd love to work with as many people as possible to uplift our Black girls around the world.
And
thank you so much.
And Dr. Tappo, we have a caller. I know it's about 1:45 a.m. in Ireland, but we have a caller. And caller, are you there?
Hi there. How are you?
Great. Dr. Tappo, Claudette, there's a caller online. Caller, you have a question?
I just have a comment. Hi. Good night, everybody. My name is Victoria. My mother, Caroline Carter, told me to tune in to you guys just to hear and get some encouraging words. And I just wanted to say that I just agree with everything that you are saying. I am a public relations graduate from Humber College, and I just graduated, and it's just I'm finding it hard to find my place as a Black woman in society and corporate settings. And I just find that this movement, this message that you're bringing, is very important to your listeners because they can take it and educate other people. I actually did a thesis paper on the barriers against minorities and looking at it from a female's perspective as a Black woman. There's so much of the barriers that is set up for us when entering the workplace. So I find that we have to get creative with our jobs. We have to get creative in entering entrepreneurship and how we take things. And I just want to say that this is very, very powerful, and I'm just getting more and more ideas as I'm listening to you guys. So I just want to say thank you for coming on here and speaking truth and encouraging words.
Thank you so much. You're welcome. And if you need any more help, you could get a hold of the website with Dr. Tappo, and you could also contact the radio station, and I could get you some more information.
Hello?
Thank you for speaking the truth.
Thank you for calling Victoria, right? Thank you so much.
Are you there, caller?
Yes.
Okay. Did you hear what my co-host Claudette was saying, that if you need more information or you need to get in touch, you can certainly check out Future Black Female website, or you can contact us at the radio station, and I'd be more than happy to put you in touch with both parties. I just thank you so much for your call, and thanks for your participation.
Yes, of course. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Good night.
Good night. Yes, Dr. Tapple. Yes, I know it's time. Okay, there you go, Dr. Tapple. The floor is yours.
So I don't know, Claudette, if you had any more questions or comments.
Well, the biggest comment I have is heartfelt gratitude for being a part of the change, someone that's making a difference by having the next generation of Black females have their voice, because we know that history would be different if Black women told the truth and wrote it indelibly in making the world a better place. We see what's happening and we feel it, and we need to not be on the margins anymore. We have to be active participants in our destiny, because we're earth shakers and history makers. And Dr. Tapple, you are one of them, and it's with gratitude and I was honored to be a part of the program today. Thank you.
Thank you so much for inviting me. I mean, like, I'm very passionate about this, but it's always affirming when other Black women say, yes, we agree, yes, we want you both, yes, we support you, because that's really what Future Black Female is about. It's about sisterhood, it's about community, it's about togetherness, and looking at our young girls and young women and making sure that their future is what they want it to be, and it's brighter, and it's spoken in their own words, and their experiences are enriched by having other Black females see them and hear them, and of course the wider Black community and then society as a whole. So thank you so much for this opportunity to talk about Future Black Female. I'm encouraging, if you're a young creative writer, send us your essay. Don't be afraid. Don't think it's not good enough, because like I said, we work with you step by step to get it to the place where it needs to be. What we want is to help you develop your voice, because it's important to your generation, it's important to our generations, and it's important to future generations. Thank you so much, Janice, and thank you, Claudette.
Yeah, and I just want to end with a quote for our young ladies that's listening. And this is a quote by someone by the name of Abdul Kalam. And Abdul Kalam says, learning gives creativity. Creativity leads to thinking. Thinking provides knowledge, and knowledge makes you great. And I think that is so profound, because it is so intertwined, Dr. Tapple, with what you are doing. And I know I can speak for myself and my co-host. We just want to thank you for being on our show tonight. I know that you've empowered young people around the globe. And as I said, we've got people from around the globe that's listening to you. And I just want to say that anytime you're more than welcome to come back and chat with us, because we appreciate you being here. Claudette, the last word is yours.
We're looking forward now to supporting your initiative on the website, providing funding. We're going to send funds to you as you continue your work. We're passing the baton to the next generation to finish the race, and thank you. We will provide support financially and in prayer, because change is going to come. Thank you, Dr. Tapple.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dr. Tapple. And you're listening to the Blue Sky Show, coming to you live from Toronto. This is your host, DJ Jan Tublue. And my guest for tonight is Claudette Holgate Johnson. We'll be right back.